Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 27th of December, this final Sunday of the year 2020. And if you're like me, you're praying that 2021 is a little better all around for everyone. In some ways, it's been a spectacular year, in my opinion, of spiritual growth for myself and just the things I've seen God do in our life, family, ministry. But I realize it's also been a very challenging year. And for some people, many people, a very heartbreaking year. And so I'm believing, as we are heading into that final week, that we are going to see better days. And I'm just trusting that our Father, who always knows what we need and always is prepared, never caught off guard, that our Father has something in store for us. Well, I have a little something in store for you today as far as walking through the Scriptures. In Isaiah chapter 28, we read yesterday from the 9th through the 13th verses, and I really focused on verse 10 about precept being upon precept and line being upon line and what that means and why that's important. Today, I want to focus on the 11th verse, and I said that this is really the meat to the sandwich. What I mean by that is there are two prophecies, there are two statements made in Isaiah 28 that are separated by this sort of this meat. Both of the statements are the same statement. One appears in verse 10, one appears in verse 13. In between is another prophecy. The sandwich, the bread, is precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. That's Isaiah 28:10. And then Isaiah 28:13, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. It's the same thing. It's God speaking of what needs to be done in order to get the word across. And I've always used that as that sort of baseline for how to present the word. In between is a verse that I think could be interpreted as, in some ways, as a prophecy of what we would find at on the day of Pentecost. And it sounds like this in verse 11 and 12. With stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak to this people, to whom he said, "This is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing." And I think that the reason why I say this sounds to me like it could be fulfilled at Pentecost obviously has to do with the stammering lips and another tongue, because we do see unknown tongues spoken upon the baptism with the Holy Spirit of the church in Acts chapter 2. And then we see a repeat of that in various spots in the book of Acts. And then we see Paul talk about that as a gift in the book of 1 Corinthians. And so we get that in a repetitive fashion over and over in the New Testament. Primarily, if you want a little bit of New Covenant reference, 1 Corinthians 14:21 to be specific, where the Apostle Paul speaks about tongues within the operation of the church. And Paul actually quotes this verse in 1 Corinthians 14:21. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips I will speak to this people, and yet for all that they will not hear me. That's not exactly how we read it. We're reading from a Hebrew translation of the Old Testament, whereas Paul was reading from a Greek translation of the Old Testament. Therefore, when Paul reads it, it sounds a little different. And also, Paul says, in the law it is written. Isaiah technically was not the law. However, New Testament writers did frequently refer to the entire body of Old Testament texts, what we would call Old Testament. They didn't call it that. They called it Scripture. They referred to the entire Scripture as the law, whether it was the Psalms, the prophets, the romance text, the wisdom text, the Torah. All of that was considered the law. This is the closest we get to Paul's 1 Corinthians 14:21 passage, is this one in Isaiah 28:11. And I think it also refers to Pentecost in that in verse 12, it's the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and it's the refreshing, because the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, should be viewed as rest and refreshing, because you're resting from your labors in that the Holy Spirit has entered into you through the finished work of Jesus, and you are refreshed in that He is the cool water. He is the river. He is, come to me and drink and you'll never thirst again. He's all of those things that Jesus promised. That's the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. He is what Jesus said in John 14:16, I'll give you the Holy Spirit. He will abide with you. How long? Forever. Well, that's restful. That's refreshing. And Paul says that, Paul quotes this as an indication that we would learn through the gifts of the Spirit. Here's the interesting part about that 1 Corinthians 14 connection. Listen to the previous verse, verse 20. Brethren, do not be children in understanding, however in malice be babes, in understanding be mature. In the law it's written, with men of other tongues and other lips I'll speak to this people, and yet for all that they will not hear me, says the Lord. Therefore, tongues are for a sign. See what Paul does? Paul says, don't be like little kids who struggle. Instead, be mature. And then he quotes Isaiah 28. This is interesting to me because in Isaiah 28, remember what we read yesterday, whom is he going to teach knowledge? To whom is he going to make to understand the message? Is it going to be those weaned from milk? Is it going to be those drawn from the breast? In other words, kids. How do you teach kids? How would you teach them if they didn't have much knowledge? Precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. The meat in between those pieces of bread is God's going to move through the power of His Holy Spirit and speak to His church. How should we do that when we practically, when we are teaching them? We allow the Holy Spirit to be the rest and the refreshing. What do we do? End result, final conclusion, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. And that's how we should teach. And that's what I endeavor to do. We allow the Holy Spirit to be the rest and the refreshing. Our role is to be patient, take our time, lay out the case, put on another layer, put on another layer, put on another layer. Yes, keep going until we build the case in which people are mature in their understanding. We continue these Old Testament stories and passages through a New Covenant lens tomorrow. See you then. God bless.